It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. It's the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. The Grillin' Guys have moved north for the day. We're up in Big Rapids at Ferris State University. We're going to blow out a tailgate up here. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. It is a nice, chilly morning. Good day for homecoming at Ferris. We're going to celebrate with our Bulldogs today by throwing down about 1,000 ribeyes for these awesome Ferris State Bulldog alumni.
We got three grills fired up. We got the smoker going. We are going to have a party. Welcome, everybody. It was about 41 degrees when I picked up Bob this morning. It was raining sideways, and we're like, what in the world are we doing? We get up in Big Rapids. The skies are clearing. It quit raining. It's going to be a beautiful day. Get out and do your tailgate.
That's right. The bluebirds are flying, and pretty soon the steaks are going to be flying.
Well, we got a busy show today. We got lots of dignitaries from Ferris State University. We're going to kick it off right now with the Director of Alumni Relations, Jeremy Mishler. Jeremy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Good morning, Bob. Great to have you guys here. Thanks so much for being with us.
Are you kidding me? The thrill's all ours. This is old stomping grounds. We pulled off the freeway, and we both come up here a bit, but you know, we don't browse around campus a whole lot. Security forces keep us off. we're looking at all these new buildings, and we're trying to find the field.
It just takes us a little while to get you cleared off the most wanted Bulldogs list to perform today. So.
Yeah, it's all good. But, Jeremy, so tell us a little bit about the festivities. What's going on today?
Sure. Well, as both of you know, homecoming is the longest tradition of Ferris State University, dating back more than 90 years. And today is just another example of what is an outstanding activity for our alums, for our students. And I tell you, we are blessed at Ferris State to have a tremendous leadership team that allows us to do some great things. We've got a student committee that really puts most of this on that we advise. Then it's stuff that's been going on all week. We've had all sorts of activities from kickball tournaments to this and that, lip sync contests, bonfire pep rallies, you name it, we've had it. Last night we had some reunions, but today the focus really turns to football, the tradition of the parade before football, and the tailgating that goes along with football, and that's what we're doing here this morning.
You know, we got here a little bit early this morning. It was still dark out, and I'm like, man, and it's raining. What are we doing here? But as I said, it's fair enough. It's going to be great, but when is this lot going to fill up with tailgaters?
Sure. We open tailgating up this morning at 10 a.m. The kickoff is at 2. Normally, we allow tailgating about 3 hours before the kickoff, but for homecoming, we extend it 1 hour, really because of the volume of people coming into Big Rapids from all over the state. You know, we've got about 85,000 of our 130,000 alums. So we've got folks traveling from everywhere, and when they get here, we want to be able to get set up and enjoy the parade.
What kind of crowd are you expecting today?
We're expecting at least a crowd of several thousand to be here at the tailgate. Of course, more pile in for the football game when it kicks off, because a lot of them just take to downtown right away for the parade. By the time we get through with our show today, it'll be a rocking party.
Yeah, speaking of the parade, later in the show we've got the a husband and wife team that are the grand marshals of the parade. They're coming up with us. We're going to have the there's a hockey game in town last night. I think Ferris won 4-0.
They did.
There's another rematch tonight at 7 o'clock. We're going to have both coaches on the show here at the same time. That'll be kind of fun. We've got the head football coach coming in, and then we're going to have the president of the university as well. So we've got a full lineup of dignitaries today. They're all going to tell us what their favorite tailgate is and what they like to do at their tailgate here at Bulldog Country.
That's right. If you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys, and we are live at Ferris State University now. Sorry.
Yes, it is.
It was an
institute
when Bob went, and then it went to a college, and now it's a university.
You know, we've got more than two buildings now, Bob. It's really a great thing, actually.
It's pretty cool. It's wheelchair accessible, too, for any of my friends that are listening out there.
Yeah.
No, it's just great to be back in Bulldog territory. We're kind of sad, though, the alibi's gone.
It is. It is. And I, too, had the alibi experience that many of us reflect on with well, some vague memory at best. But there are a number of other locations now that students and visitors alike can partake when they come to Big Rapids. And, in fact, I was bopping around from numerous alumni parties last night going on. Greek parties, other organizations that get back together on campus. This is a time of year, if you didn't book your hotel back in August,
yeah, that's right.
You're kind of out of luck because literally every room, every campsite, every parking space is going to be filled up in Big Rapids today, Ferris State University.
Yeah, and when I went to school here, I worked at the Best Western, and that's gone now. The Evans boys are running the big Holiday Inn out by the freeway, and you've got a great facility to host your large events like this. That place has to be teeming with people.
It was. Boy, just last night, we got there right after the hockey game for some reunions that were going on. I tell you, it was exciting on Thursday night. People started to come in that early because they want to get their space. They want to get set up. We look forward to welcoming them all back. This is a great opportunity for our students to see just how faithful the former graduates are and what it's going to be like for them to what we hope is a lifetime commitment for them to stay involved with Ferris State over their careers.
Absolutely. What Randy and I are hoping is when we leave here, we'll have some Ferris colors on.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. I think we can look into that for you.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Yeah.
It's probably no surprise to either one of you that I bartended at Schubert's for a couple of years while I was here. And I also was a member of the Pikes, so I had some very, very great memories from being up here.
Okay, then what I want is for you to go make me one and drag it through the garden.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do that. Little goblet,
Ferris,
right?
Institutions there, though.
Yeah.
By Randy. Two classic Ferris institutions.
Yes, absolutely.
That's right.
Great time.
Yes, we are live at Ferris for their annual homecoming game, and we're doing a tailgater up here. We're talking with Jeremy Mishler, who is Director of Alumni Affairs. Is that the correct?
Alumni Relations.
Alumni Relations. Yeah, we don't want to say affairs.
Yes, it could be deemed as a bad word. Relations, much better in these times.
Yes. So tell us about that. A school this big, how many students do you run through here a year now?
Sure. Our current enrollment is a little over 14,500 students. We've got about 131,000 alumni that are out there across the United States, really around the world. Most of them live in Michigan. We're really proud of that. We educate students for the workforce, and a lot of them are staying here and contributing back to this state. But the ones who leave, I tell you, they are following career fields that are all over the place. We have folks that go into fields like professional golf management. They might end up in Florida or California.
Pygmers.
Exactly. Yeah. Of course, a lot of them are in Michigan.
Yep.
We've got folks that are in law enforcement, nursing, of course, technology. Their tent's just down the way as they get ready to do their chili. So we've got folks that are in Quad Cities. I mean, we really are following alumni that are doing some great things.
My wife was here at the Court Reporting School, which I don't think is here anymore.
Yeah, sadly, we did not have that program.
She was a Ward Hall warrior.
Hey, good for her. Ward Hall right up on the hill, not too far from us, where we're sitting now.
Yeah. Well, it's great to be back at Ferris State University, and the campus is looking stellar. The stadium is looking just spectacular. If you get a chance, jump in your car. There's probably still tickets available for a 2 o'clock kickoff. It's right off of 131. It's a mile off. When you get off the exit, your new entrance to the campus, it's just stellar. I told Randy coming in here this morning, these guys took years and years of development. I mean, I've watched this thing grow from, I think when I was here, there were 10,000 students. Yep. 14,000. That takes a lot of buildings.
Yeah, as I understand it, you're one of the fastest growing universities in the state.
We are, yes. If you look at the percentage of growth over time, the number of new freshmen, and where we're going with our partner locations throughout the state, which is something we're really proud of. We still have that opportunity where students are doing two-year tech and they're moving up to or other two-year programs, moving back up to Ferris. We're doing some great things there, and that's fueling our growth.
Awesome. That's great. And we're going to be tailgating. We are going to be grilling steaks. We got meat going on. We've got three giant grills out here. It's all about tailgating today.
And Woody just came in. There he is right there.
Yep, he's walking by.
The
Toy Story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good.
Tune into Homecoming 2011 is the theme for our listeners out there. That's why you're starting to see cartoon characters moseying all over the place.
Oh, great. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, you know what? We've got one of our own Ferris alumni, a guy named Craig Snyder, owns a barbecue company here in town. I understand he had a little challenge, so we're gonna come back with Jeremy. He's going to tell us a little bit about that. Looking at Jeremy, I think he's been to the barbecue shop before, so he'll be able to break that down for us. And then we're also going to be talking with some other distinguished alumni. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.